is Dr. D. Sitaram dictating a comprehensive history and examination. Correction, cancel comprehensive. Dictating the cardiac and medical progress notes on Ethel, E-T-H-E-L, Riley, R-I-L-E-Y. Date of examination, 1-8-2013. Date of birth of the patient, 3-4-1940. Ethel Riley, a 82-year-old African-American female, came to my office for medical follow-up period. Patient at this time has multiple complaints, which include left ankle pain, difficulty in walking, as well as generalized weakness period. The patient denies significant chest pain, dizziness or syncopal episode period. Some of the history is also taken from patient's son, who brought the patient to the office period. There was no history of nausea or emesis period. Systemic review, patient filled up symptom diary was reviewed and pertinent symptoms are noted. Patient has significant pain in the left leg as well as left ankle period. Patient had a cerebrovascular accident with right-sided hemiparesis period. The left ankle pains are of recent origin, O-R-I-G-I-N period. Allergies, there was no known allergies period. Physical examination showed a thin THIN built female weighing 116 pounds, not in acute distress. JVP was flat. Cardiovascular system examination showed mild cardiomegaly, regular heart sounds, S1 is muffled, S2 is normal, is split. There were no ectopic weights. A systolic murmur grade 1/6 was best heard at the airbags. There was no S3 gallop. There was no pericardial rub. Respiratory system examination was clear. There was no clinical evidence of congestive heart failure. Abdomen was soft. Extremities showed the trace of beating edema, slight tenderness in the left leg period. Blood pressure today is 152/88. Impression, 1, essential hypertension, number 2, cerebrovascular accident, next number, right hemiparesis, next number, left leg and left ankle pains, period, next number, hyperglycemia and possible diabetes mellitus type 2, next number, hypercholesterolemia, next number anxiety, next number leg edema, next number venous stasis, next number history of chest pains in the past, next number possible gouty arthritis. Plan of treatment, 1, I advise the patient to take colchicine 0.6 milligrams TID till the pain subsides. Next number, physiotherapy was also arranged for further ambulation and pain relief period. Next number, patient also gets a aid service from the social security period. At their advice, I also give a prescription for a home equipment requested by the patient and patient's son, Priya. Next number, I also advise them to take to do a lab with uric acid, CBC, electrolytes, BUN, and creatinine, Priya. Next number, patient had a ABI. I also advised the patient to have a CTA of the abdomen and lower extremities to rule out peripheral vascular disease as well as abdominal aortic aneurysm. Next number, I advise the patient to be on a low cholesterol, low salt diet. Again, patient medications were reviewed. I advise the patient to continue simvastatin 40 milligram once daily, lisinopril 40 milligram once daily, amlodipine 10 milligram once daily, aspirin 325 milligram once daily, Lasix 40 milligram once daily on a PRN basis, Vicodin ES 1 tablet, Q 12 hours PRN for severe pain, Colchicine 0.6 milligram once daily, vitamin D 1000 units Q daily, clonidine CLONIDINE 0.2 milligram BID, patient will be re-evaluated in 1 month time and on PRN basis. Thank you.